Hi, this is Charlotte Kennedy. It is August the 6th and the sixth day of the Dog Days of Podcasting, and I am looking through my cabinets deciding what to fix for dinner. I know that sounds exciting, but I do like to cook most days. I feel like I actually wear different chef hats because every night I cook for my dad, and he is old school. He wants meat, a starch, a couple of vegetables, rolls every night, and then he takes about two or three bites of each. So it's great, but I love him, so I don't mind doing it for him. And I do get to visit with him every night, which is nice. So there's that. Although the trick to it is, though, he only really likes pork. He'll eat some beef, but as Mommy used to say, he eats nothing with fins or feathers. So that limits a lot. So my second chef hat is when I cook for the kids, and they love, I make homemade tacos and spaghetti and things like that, potato casserole. And so it's kind of like a different type of cooking, I guess. Savannah likes my macaroni and cheese the best, which is lucky the way I fix it that we don't all have a coronary after we eat it from all the cheese that's in it and butter. But we seem to have survived so far, and I try not to do it too often, so maybe we'll make it through that. And even for Jonathan, when he got married, he liked my pasta salad so much that I ended up making pasta salad for 200 people. That was a lot of pasta salad and a lot of boiling water, so that was not very fun, but he really wanted me to do it, so I did it. And everyone seemed to enjoy it. I actually had one tray left over at the end, and we were hanging out, and this kid did not even know I had made it. Kid, I'm saying somebody's probably 22 years old, but he did not even know I had made it. And he was sitting there talking to Kenny. He said, "I don't know who made that pasta salad, but it was killer. I wish I could have taken some of that home." And I said, "Just hang on a second." And I walked back, and there was like, I took him back there, and there's a whole tray, and I handed it to him. And I said, "It's yours. I'm not taking it home." And he got like four forks and went over to his friends, and they just started eating it out of the tray. So that was one of the interesting, Ken actually took a picture of him doing it with this big grin on his face. So that was actually kind of funny. And when Jonathan got back from his honeymoon, I had made a bunch of taco sauce and beef stew and spaghetti and potato casserole and a bunch of stuff like that, and actually frozen it. And so his freezer was full when he got back. So he and Kaylin didn't have to cook quite as much while they were getting settled back in to a house together. And he actually thanked me the other day for doing that. I think they were finally finishing up the last of what I had fixed. So that was sweet. I think the kind of cooking I like the most is what I do for Ken and I, myself, though, like at lunch, sometimes when I'm looking through, because we'll have, like the other day, he was starting to get hungry and I was like, okay, let me go find something. So we had chickpeas and some kind of spicy hot sauce. I can't even remember the name of it, but that. And we had some butternut squash. And of course, I've always got spices and stuff. So I made a hummus out of all that. And then we had some olives, and then I kind of browned some, some soft taco shells. And that was what we had for lunch. And that's the kind of thing I really like. And I try to do that a lot for lunch and not let things go bad. Like, I think one day we had spinach noodles, and I tossed in the leftover vegetables and mushrooms from the night before. So that's really the kind of cooking I like to do best, and it's probably better for me. But for now, I'm cooking for lots of different people during different times of the day. But that's okay, because I love them all. And so as I have gone through my cabinets and freezer right now, I think for dinner tonight we are having baked pork chops and rice with corn on the cob, some lima beans, and baked apples. And I'll have to come up with some kind of bread so Daddy can have his complete meal. And that's all for now. I hope everybody has a great day tomorrow, and we'll talk to you later. And this is Creative Commons License Attribution Share Alike version 3.0 unported.